Service, Wednesday night net. Your net control station this evening is W8KWG Whiskey 8 Kilo Whiskey Golf. Gail, and I am located in Upper Arlington, Ohio. This net meets each Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County Aries business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. Please mark your calendars for the next meeting. It will be held on November 14th, 2018 at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be at 7:30 p.m., and we're doing this, we're having it 1 week early due to the holiday on the 21st, so that's why we're having it a week early. The Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday night net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to check in and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone at 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I'll take check-ins from many stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call W8KWG. I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County Aries business announcements and our ARRL bulletins. Please call W8KWG.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie.
Alpha 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
B got you as well. Alrighty. Okay. Any others?
Miguel, KD8IIB.
Hey, I've got you down, Kevin. I've got you down. That have announcements or and our bulletins. Check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. Are there any stations which are north of I-70 and east of I-71? Please call W8KWG.
Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
K8LE, Andy, and KD8RTP, John. Any others? Stations in the Northeast Quadrant. south of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call W8KWG, southeast.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8, SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8, YVI, Phil.
W3, Charlie Alpha November, W3, CAN, Jim.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8, CMW, Paul.
SYT, Lynn, KB8YVI, Phil, WA3CAN, Jim, and KB8CMW, Paul. Good to have you guys in this evening. All right, any others wishing to check in for Southeast Quadrant?
This is Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
Kilo Bravo 2, Kilo Alpha Charlie, KB2, KAC, Kristen.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango, K, Juliet Alpaca.
B8MW, Mike. KB2, KAC, Kristen, and NAYMT, Jay. Thank you for checking in this evening. All right, any others for Southeast? Stations which are south of I-70 and west of I-71, southwest.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Mike November, KBYMN Mark.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Whiskey Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
YMN, Mark, and W8RWR, Bob. Thank you for both of you for checking in. Any others for Southwest?
Delta 8, Whiskey, Cuban, Yankee, KD8, WQY, Denny.
WQY, Denny. Checking in. There was somebody else under Denny. The other station coming in again, please.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray. KD8, HVX, Jim.
HVX, I've got you. Thank you for checking in this evening. All right, any others before... this is Southwest Quadrant. Southwest.
NNSCY,
I got you in. Thank you for checking in this evening. Any others?
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, Frank Cato VP.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Romeo Delta, KEA,
8 DRD Doc. Got Chief Frank, K8OVP, and Sharon. Mark, N8BJF, I've got you. And KE8DRD Doc, I've got you as well. Northwest.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo, Uniform, Bruce.
E8ANW, Brian, Kilo, Echo 8, Alpha, November, Whiskey.
HRU, I got you, Bruce, and KE8ANW, got you, Brian, as well. Any others? Last call for Northwest.
Kilo Charlie 8, Alpha Papa Zulu, name Harris Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
C8APZ, Tom, I got you. Thank you for checking in this evening. Any others before I go on? KWG here in Columbus, Ohio. You're listening to the Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday Night Net. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County, wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday Night Net. Please call W8KWG. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate.
Zulu Alpha Romeo, W8CAR, Gregory, Lewis Center.
CAR, I got you, Gregory. Thank you for checking in. Any others, inside or outside of Franklin County? I'll go back to those stations having FCARES announcements. I will begin with KA8RLC.
Good evening, Gail. Good evening, Annette. This is KA8RLC. As you stated earlier, Gail, our upcoming in-person meeting has been moved to the 14th of November rather than the 21st. So we're doing that because the 21st is the night before Thanksgiving, and probably most of us have other stuff going on that night. I know I do. Next thing on the list is the December holiday party, which right now is tentatively scheduled for Saturday, December 8th. We'll get more information after that as things get finalized coming up on the plans. At this point, I'm going to give a big thank you to those of you who helped out with the light tonight last week. We'll go over more of it when we get down to the last week's events, but I just want to take this opportunity to thank those that stepped up and helped out, and particularly KB8YMN for taking over coordinating it at the very last minute. I greatly appreciate it. And with that, Gail, I'll give it back to you till we get back to event follow-ups. This is K8RLC.
Hey, Cal. Thank you so much for the upcoming events. They weren't upcoming, but they. But thanks very much for those announcements. All right, KD8IIB.
This is KD8IIB, and in the spirit of Halloween, I'll say good evening. As usual, my reminder of upcoming NEPs. Next week, November 7th, KE8ANW, Brian, and I heard him on here tonight. We're going to need somebody for the 21st. I had Richard for the 14th, But since we moved the in-person to there, I'll have to... I don't hear him on here tonight, but still, I'll have to see if I can con Richard into switching weeks. And then, Gail, are you once again on November 28th? And then Richard again on December 5th. And Brian on December 12th, KE8ANW. And we'll fill up the last two weeks of the month, the year, I should say, probably at the in-person. So with that, we'll give it back to Ned. KD8IIB.
All righty. Sounds good. Okay. At this time, let's see here. This is WAKWG here in Columbus, Ohio. This is the Franklin County Aries Wednesday Night Net. Okay. Any stations with training info?
Not training info, but question for Kevin. Any warranty?
Didn't call your station.
KDIIB, any warranty?
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
If Richard can't, I can pick it up if you want to let me know.
Okay, I'll check with Richard and see if he can do it. If not, I'll check with you. KD8IIB.
Any warranty?
That's good. Okay, at this time I will take check-ins from any stations that might have been missed earlier. Please call WAKWG. Might have been missed earlier, please call W8KWG. Regarding of special events, are there any event coordinators on frequency that would like to talk about the previous events? This is W8KWG.
RLC,
go ahead.
Yes, Gail, as I said earlier, last Friday night was the Light the Night event for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Unfortunately, I was unable to attend due to another commitment, but we had a good turnout from basically a week before finding out or having a request put in to do it. To getting 8 people down there. Could have used one or two more, but the 8 worked out. Really appreciate those did it because the weather was not exactly the most beneficial for an outside event that evening. I'll ask KB8YMN, anything you want to say or add to it, Mark?
KB8YMN. Thanks, Cal. Besides the rain and the drizzle and everything like that off and on, it was a pretty good event. Had a lot of draw, and I think it did a lot of good. Even though I stepped in there last minute, without the volunteers that helped out with communications there, it's really what made it go. There was a good bunch, and I didn't think there would be any problems or any trouble since... I have high regard for Franklin County Aries Group. So, I don't know whether anybody else is on here that was there, but even though, like I say, it was a lot of rain and stuff like that, it was a really good event, and it was good to see the big turnout. This is KBA Wyman.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that, and once again, thank you for stepping up and helping coordinate things down there that evening. I think of people that were there, CAN, KAC, and HVX, you were there. Any of the three of you have any comments?
Pete?
one of you bumped in there, but didn't quite make it. Try again.
Yeah, KD8RTP. I had a comment.
Okay, John Scott, about you too. Thank you.
On the whole, it's the lack of color weather. Of course, anyway, this time of year, so I am also further committed to not showing up without a mobile now on for any remotely outdoors. But, you know, that's just a point of personal improvement. Otherwise, it was a great event, and it was a great cause to be out for. Staff was great, and it was a joy to work.
This is KD8HDX. I, too, worked the event, and it was very interesting, cold and wet, and everybody worked well. The team that we worked with down there was very cooperative and very supportive of us, and I think it was well worth doing. KD8HDX.
KD8RTP. The person that I was shadowing bragged to several people that she was talking to in a VIP tent that they were so lucky to have ham radio support because it saved them a lot of steps and they didn't need to leave their post. They could just hand a request off to one of the ham radio operators and it got taken care of. So we had a good opportunity to put ham radio in a shining light, and I think the event worked out well for us and worked well for them. I expect that we'll hear more comments from them in the future.
Very good. Again, this is K8RLC. I thank you all again for doing that. That's the feedback that I wanted to see if this was it was our first time with this event, sort of came up last minute, but it appears that it was good, it was enjoyable, and we served a purpose, which is what we like to see and do. So with that, Gail, I will give it back to you. This is K8RLC.
Okay, well, sounds good. Nothing like having good feedback, so. All right, this is W8KWG, and you're listening to the Central Ohio Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday Night Net. Okay, are there any stations having any additional business or any discussion topics for the net this evening? If so, please call W8KWG.
Net, this is KWP.
WP, go ahead.
My internet software had a temper tantrum, and I lost my inbox and outbox for a couple of days. Is there any way somebody could look up a siren number for reporting purposes? The one down at the Vets Memorial.
8RLC, do you have any info for that?
I don't have my notes handy here, Gail. Give me a minute. Let me try and find them, unless KD8IIB has any ideas.
Yeah, Frank, stand by just a few. Let me get my computer, and I can look it up. Stand by.
Okay, I'll stand by after the net.
Okay, are there any other additional business or topics for discussion? I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County Aries Wednesday Night Net. At this time, please call W8KWG. business or check-ins. I'm now closing this session on the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteer for public service events. This is W8KWG, returning the frequency, the repeater to normal amateur operation. W8KWG.
OVP, KD8IIB. KD8.